As we begin sharing Kishruas, one of the topics, one of the halachas that we deal with on the Yom Tovim in outside Eretz Yisrael is Birkas Kayanim. We've had over the last few years numerous shiurim on Birkas Kayanim. We spoke about the importance of Birkas Kayanim. Why one of the shiurim we spoke about, why is Chutzlar doesn't have Birkas Kayanim every day if it's halacha? We're going to read it in Mirtz Hashem in the parasha next, after Shavuos in Parashas Nasai. So we've spoken about trying to maybe find a minyan, even Chutz La'aretz, the Sfaradim do say Birkas Kayanim, the importance of running to benefit from the opportunity to hear Birkas Kayanim. And we, just to review so we can head into what today's topic is all about, the reason why we don't say Birkas Kayanim every single day is a number of different reasons, but as we will see inside the Shulchan Aruch, momentarily, you have to be the Simcha, it has to be with Ahava, and the Birkas Kayanim is not said with Ahava during the rest, during the year. We're so busy, we'll see from the Chava, we'll try to figure out some of the words that he uses to describe what it's like during the year, but we're not the Simcha, the Kahanim are not the Simcha. And therefore, Birkas Kayanim, during the year, the Chachamim came and they were mevatel. How did they have a right to do that when it's a d'oraisa? And we spoke about that in the past. What today we'll target really is the Nashim and the Ketanim. I always hear, comes Yantif, let's go, the women will say, we have to go to shul, it's Birkas Kayanim today. The children will come to shul, it's Birkas Kayanim today. They want to be a part of the Birkas Kayanim. And the question is that, is it a chiyuv? They should be there now that we are saying Birkas Kayanim. They should make sure to be here. It's a mitzvah. Birkas Kayanim, once it's being done, let them, and that's what we'll speak about for the beginning of this year, is the mitzvah on the Kayanim, or is the mitzvah also on those that are receiving the bracha, that there's a mitzvah to be there during Birkas Kayanim? If there's a mitzvah, then the women should have to be here. Is it a mitzvah sasesha as man drama? Is it a mitzvah that deals with time and with Nashem Ar Potter? Maybe even if it's a mitzvah that deals with time, but why shouldn't they participate in a mitzvah where there is a bracha being given to them? And the children, is there a mitzvah chinuch to make sure that our children, usually that's when we bring our children into the shul and we put over the talis on them, but is that necessary? Should we tell our wives to bring the children to shul so they should be there during Birkas Kayanim? Or it's not necessary because we learned in the Gemara that there's a brachas chal even for the Am Shevesadis, people that are not in shul. So what we will see here is an important shir, because not we'll just the target is to target women and children, but it really has to do more with us and the as we come to Shavuos, we don't have Birkas Kayanim. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you get it every single day. And you get it, and if there's a Rosh Chodesh, you get it twice. We don't have that. We don't have that. That in Eretz Yisrael have the minhag of the Gra, and the Gra didn't want to be mevatel the Birkas Kayanim. So we're Ramah people, so we will follow the Ramah. Recently, someone asked me if the whole reason of Yom Tov is because we're b'Simcha, so why don't we do it by Shachris? That was a few weeks ago. Somebody said, so if we do it by Musaf, why don't we also do Birkas Kayanim by Shachris? In Eretz Yisrael, they do it by Shachris and by Musaf. So in America, they do Shachris on Yom Tov. Right, so why don't we do it on Shachris also? Maybe we should. Who is the one who said not to do it at Shachris time? But we'll see, once I say again, we have to follow the Ramah. The Olam is going to see how the Ramah writes the words. And then I think you'll enjoy, you'll appreciate the Ramah understanding how we work outside Eretz Yisrael. So first we're going to learn the Gemara Masechta Saita. We begin from the source. Tanya, we have a brayso. Brayso v'rachos b'nei Yisrael. The Kehanim have a mitzvah. Definitely a mitzvah on Kehanim. Because the pasuk is talking to the Kehanim. Ainli ela b'nei Yisrael. Maybe there's only a mitzvah to give a bracha to the b'nei Yisrael. How do you know that the Kehanim have to give a bracha to the Gerim, the Noshim, the Avadim? It says b'nei Yisrael. How do you know all of these? And Mar Lahem. We're Marba. The Gemara learns out many things from Emar Lahem, but one of the drushes we learn from Emar Lahem is Lekulu. That's a mitzvah, Birkas Kayanim is to the Gerim, the Noshim, the Avadim. Everyone is included in the bracha. What we don't see from the Gemara is, do they have to come to Shul to be a part of the? Yes, the Kayanim have a mitzvah to bless them. Once they're in shul, the kohanim should have in mind for them. As we mentioned a few years ago, if there's a special need that you feel, maybe Parshas Nasa, we can talk about this for a moment at that time if we have the opportunity. But there is this inyan of going over to the kohanim before they say Birchas Kohanim and say, could you please have in mind when you say this word for me to have a shmira or a parnasa? They're allowed to have in mind specifically for a cause, a need. So they have a mitzvah to have in mind. When they get up there, they're having in mind. Mitzvah, shrichas, kavanah, by Yerai. So I'm having in mind to bless Nashim, or in the women's section, the avodah meshuchrarim. There's a mitzvah you see from here that they should have in mind. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. But what we don't know if there's an inyan of them coming to shul. Once they're there, they can't have to bless them. Let us learn the machaber, and we will then see the minig of the. It's really the Ramah, because we are do say Birchas Kohanim every day. Nagu b'mchol medina seil. The minig is shein noisin. The Ramah tells us that we do not bilchin ela b'yantif, only on yantif. Why? Why only yantif? Mipnei mishum sha'ashru li b'simah. We have simchas yantif. And a taiv leiv, those that are a taiv leiv, the kaihanim, who are in a good mood on yantif, we have to see why. Who you are on that, they should, you need, in order to give a bracha, you have to be in a good place. You have to be in a good mindset. You have to be a taiv leiv, someone with a good heart. We're in the days of taiv now, the 17 days between Lag B'Omer and Shavuos. And the lave with the fur, you have to be in a good place. Mashayin came bishar yamin. Look at the lashon of Ramah. The rest of the year, we're not tayv laves. Afilu even on Shabbos. Why not? Why aren't we in a good mood on Shabbos? Why aren't the kahanim a good mood on Shabbos? We have to read these words and try to understand what these words mean. Shetrudim beherhurim amatiyasam. They're very, very worried about parnasa. So even on, it seems from the lashon of Ramah, even on Shabbos, they're very worried about their parnasa, and therefore they're not in a good mood. They're not working. They'd rather be working. So that means in America, the kahanim are different than in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't care about work, and they don't have worries about food, maybe because they're being supported. But we that are working in America or outside Eretz Yisrael, so the Ramah says, even on Shabbat, it seems from the word, we're worried, we have Yeruhurim. Don't forget, you can't really be talking about your worries of parnasa, but Yeruhurim are there. And you're not working. Afilu b'yantif, so the Ramah clearly writes, even on yantif, ain't nice in kapayim elevatosa. So why? Why don't we do, I ask you the question. It's the Ramah. The Ramah himself asked the question, why don't we have Birchas Kohanim Shabbos? Yaitin oz mi beis hakneses. Look at the lashon of the Ramah. When it comes to, the Olam will tell me what you think this means. By Musaf, everybody's on the way, ready to leave shul. You're in a really good mood then. We're on, davening's almost finished. The Yismachu b'simchas yantif, and now I'm going to be ready for simchas yantif. And therefore, you could, even on yantif itself, you're only in a good mood by Musaf. You're not in a good mood by Shachris. But what do these words mean? B'chol Shachris and Musaf. Okay, then he just goes into if you shachris and musaf. You don't duchen. I left out the rest. It's not again. You say lekainu with the other same. Says the Shari Tzion. So you're not going to see this in the Mishbura. You have to go to the Shari Tzion. Number three. The Dan, you should know the Nesias Kapayim Mechutzlars is also Menat Torah. There is a mitzvah Birchas Kohanim. We're being mevatel a mitzvah Birchas Kohanim because we're not in a good mood. B'chaim etiku kol ha'poiskim. Remember during Shul Levi brought it well. Not like the Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden holds that only in the base Hamidish is it Dairaisa. No, the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim is a mitzvah Dairaisa in Chutzlaritz too. For the Rabbanim felt, the great Gedolim felt, already before the Ramah, that we can't do it in outside Eretz Yisrael. Let us see how the Mishnah Berurah explains what this means. We're not in a good mood. So the Mishnah Berurah says the wording here is a little bit confusing. The Chas V'Shalom says the Mishnah Berurah. He wants to be Malamet Chus. Yisrael Kedosh Mitzdara B'Shabbos. You're telling me that on Shabbos people are at work, they're upset that they're not at work. Al bitul malachim that they can't work on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says it can't be. Can't be that you read the words of the Ramah, although you might say that when you're home with your children long enough, you'd rather be at work. You could say that's pshat al bitul malachim. But the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't want to learn like that. He says I can't. We're not talking about those people that would rather be at work. So what's the proper way how to explain these words? Shetzaruch laimar u'mishvil bitul malachim. No, that's going back on the weekday. When you're in shul during the weekday, you want to get out of shul already. I got to go to work. So during the weekday, the kohanim are focused on work. And therefore, the Darkei Moshe says, that's what the Darkei Moshe says. Hirurim is Shabbos. On Shabbos, I worry about my parnasa. But the fact that I'm not working, the nice and kapayim b'Shabbos, the emes achol kisvatam, that is bitul malachdut. So there's two parts over this. Ein nice and kapayim b'Shabbos. Ein nice and kapayim b'Shabbos because of my hirurim, which is unbelievable. We're being mevatel the mitzvah because people are thinking about their food. Where are we going to get money to put food on the table? And that they're not working. Let's be honest. I don't think most of us are thinking about that on Shabbos. And I don't believe that the Kahanim are thinking about that on Shabbos. They're worried about that they don't have parnasa. For sure, as the Mishnah Berurah says, they're not worried about the bitul malachdut. But we do see from, and comes Yom Tov, we're not worried about it anymore. Comes Yom Tov, we're not worried about it. The expenses of Yom Tov are so much more than the expenses of Shabbos. So if we're on Shabbos, we know that this, the costs of Shabbos today is this amount. Yom Tov is much more. So if anything, we see that maybe then it was different. But the Mishnah Berurah says that I then looked because I wanted to see that the Mishnah Berurah says this. Let's look at the Lavush. The Lavush generally is also very easy to understand his language and when he writes the halacha. So just to show you, it's very, very similar words. It's almost exactly the same. But if you look at number 5, he says the same idea. Shebizman, she'ein adam sharem simcha. You have to be besimcha. If you're not besimcha, you cannot be duchni. Bracha is only chal when you're happy. If you give a bracha to someone and you're not happy, it's not a bracha. You have to be nice and kapal chol yoy, like we see later. We don't do it. They will mevatel the halacha. Ella biyam tayvim shein yimei simcha. Tayv lev, as we said. Tayv lev yivarech, as we explained. Hashem came b'shayyam and tayv shayyam apilu b'shabasos hashana. We're trudim be'erurim al mechiyasam al bittam alachem. But feel beyond if he says again, a nice got pay mel but fill us musaf. The minig is only musaf. What look at these words? This is why I put it in bold. We're on the way out of shul. We're about to go home to our simchas yantif. So we're in a good mood. It's not that our davening is almost over, but the fact is we're right. During Shachris, it's a long time till we get to the simchas yantif. We're at musaf time already. We're almost going to be we're almost there. We're almost by our simchas. You're in a good mood already. We see that by most of everybody is a little bit in a better mood. So the kahanim are in a good mood too. We duchen by could be therefore on simchas taira. The island goes out and eats right after shachris. Now you understand they're in a good mood. We're about to go ahead and eat, so they can do birchas kahanim by shachris on simchas taira because it's a simchas liba already by the shachris. Now, what are we doing Simchas Torah Shabbos with? So you have a riot a little bit the Kiddush begins after Shachris on the Simchas Torah. We head there for now into the Pardes Yosef, because the Pardes Yosef, now that we see you need a Simchas Liboy from the Kahanim, the Yisraelim who are getting the bracha, is there a mitzvah for them or not? If there's a mitzvah, they also have to be besimcha, because that seems to be that's part of Birchas Kahanim. So let's go through this quickly over here. It's very important because that we'll get to the Nashim shortly. Comes along the part of this Yosef. Hine Dan Machrayim about Arichas. There's a long Arichas about this. If the Brach, the Siva, Kais of Rach, Nema Raka Lakehanim, they only Yisrael Chelet Vizel. I got King Yisrael. Yeshon Siva, there's a mitzvah. They are a part of the mitzvah too. The Charedim says, "V'Yisrael oim d'mpanim keneged pnei akanim." The shtika, they have to be quiet. U'miskabn and libam, they have to be miskab. You have to have kavana. That's important. By birchas kahanim, people always say, "Is birchas kahanim so powerful? So why don't we see results?" Tarot says, "You have to have kavana to be miskabin. I want to receive the bracha, not just to stand there and wait for the kahanim to say the words. No, the Charedim says." There's a mitzvah. Let's review. Mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. You have to have a kavana. So when you're standing there, it's not enough just to stand there. When shvuas mitzvah shem is birchas kainim, you have to have in mind, I want to be, according to the charedim, we'll see the others, but the charedim hold, You have to have in mind that I want to be the chlal, this mitzvah. I want to be mekabel the bracha. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Birchas Kanim is to receive the bracha too. If there's a mitzvah to receive that, have in mind during Birchas Kanim, I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of receiving the bracha. So the kahanim are having in mind, they're making the bracha, so it's easier. And they're saying, they want to give the bracha via habu with love, so they're giving the bracha, they're doing the mitzvah. For them, it's much easier. We should really be making a bracha too, according to the Charedim. We should make a bracha that we want to be mekayim the mitzvah of receiving brachas from the Kohen. That's a sheet of the Charedim. Comes in Minchas Chinuch, and he says like this. He brings down the Charedim. Dal kahana mitzvah sasei, hachanami mitzvah sasei al Yisrael, lezbarach min hakehanim, im kein, nashim ba'avodim, ein mechiyavim. They don't need to. Why not? Because if you hold that you cannot do Nesias Kapayim Balayla, it's a Sesesh Asman Grama. So let's see what he says. Can you duchen at night? That's the question. Is there duchen? Why is there no duchening at night? Why would you not do Birchas Kehanim at night if, let's say, Mincha runs late? Or in a case, we know that it comes by Yom Kippur and Eretz Yisrael, they got to do Birchas Kehanim, so they're going to be rushing. But why can't they just do Birchas Kehanim at night? Says the Minchas Chinuch, those that hold it, you can't say Birchas Kanonai. After Minatayra, could be Minatayra. What's the Minatayra? How is the Minatayra? Why you know that Birchas Kanonai is a Torah? Doesn't say it. The Hekesh Bracha L'Sheiris. Birchas Kanonai is compared to the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And some hold that that's a real Hekesh. So just like the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash is only beyond, so to Birchas Kanonai, where the Gemara learns out, Aaron Akayan went off to Dochin. It says l'sharis. It's the whole Gemara in sight that it deals with Birchas Kehanim. The Gemara says b'shas sheiros im kein avolim mitzvah seishas man gramo nashav avadim turin ah b'shas dilon in our Gemara Masechtas Tainis Tekish is only in a smach. No, really, Birchas Kehanim is during the day and at night too. The Gemara learns out it's in a smach. Okay, if that's all minat Torah, the Birchas Kehanim can be done at night too. It's not a Zman drama. So the way the Minchas Chinuch seems to end off, women must come to shul then, because really it's not a mitzvah sasei Zman drama. They have a mitzvah of listening according to the Charedim. There's a mitzvah to have in mind that I want to be Mekayim mitzvah. You have to tell your wives then. We'll see if the halacha is like this. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, you would have to tell the women not to come to shul. There's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is Shrichas Kavanah. You have to have in mind that I want to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of receiving the brachas from the Kehanim to turn it into a Kavana, and then you would be Yotze the mitzvah of Birchas Kehanim. Comes the Paradis Yosef, and he brings a list of other Paiskim that don't hold like this. We're going to try to see the longest behind this, but the Paiskim, he brings a Levushe Mordechai, the Karen Ayra, the A mitzvah, Yisrael, there is no mitzvah on the Yisraelim. He brings a base Ephraim, the Eish Mitzvah, Gamkin El Yisraelim. So you see that there's a lot of discussion about do the Yisraelim have a mitzvah to be there or not? He brings the Panama, he brings Harach Lefapa, they go back and forth. So what we are going to see is the Torah Tamimah, because the Torah Tamimah does say, he goes into Yisai. You can see it's a long Torah Tamimah. Let's talk about it outside for a moment. And then it's Yisai for all of the mitzvahs where two people are involved. Women are not mechayev in Purim. They're not mechayev in having children. Why not? Meshe Chachma asks, why wouldn't they be mechayev? If they're the ones having the children, shouldn't they have the mitzvah of having children? They don't. If a woman doesn't want to get married, she doesn't have to get married. She wants to stay single her whole life, she could stay single her whole life. She doesn't have a mitzvah to get married. So but why not? If there's the mitzvah, we're supposed to, there's a mitzvah of Purim to have children. So why don't they have to have a mitzvah? It's a 24-7 mitzvah. So the Meshe Chachma has two reasons. One of his reasons being that it's dangerous, and it used to be, to have a child, the Torah can't say to women, go have children, because you're putting themselves in a danger. The Torah is telling the women to go ahead and be in a sakana. The Torah doesn't do that. Says the Meshe Chachma, women do not have the mitzvah of Puru Rabu. There is no mitzvah of having children. There's no mitzvah of having children. They don't have to get married. If they want to stay single, they can stay single. The men have the mitzvah of Puru Rabu. Okay, so now that the men have the mitzvah of Puru Rabu, the only way they can do that is if they get married. So what din does that make the women now? Are they also Mekayim the mitzvah or not? Men can't do it without the women. So if you can't do it without the women, so then does that now automatically say the women have a mitzvah too? Or we just said they don't have a mitzvah. The mitzvah is, so the Torah to me, many of the Achrayim discuss when you need, even with tzedakah, to me, I need an ani. So is the ani getting a mitzvah too because he's accepting my tzedakah? I can't do the mitzvah without giving it to him. So he has to receive it. So when he receives it, he's doing a mitzvah too. Or maybe not. He's helping me with my mitzvah. So this is what we're going, let's just, it's an interesting mitzvah. It's basically, it will then run into nashim also. What did we learn in the Gemara? That the Kehanim have to, Farish Gemara. The Kehanim have to have in mind the women and the children too. So if the women have to have in mind, there's a mitzvah for that. The women maybe get the mitzvah too, because the Kehanim have a mitzvah to do the women. And that means they can only, and once there's a mitzvah that the women have to get a bracha too, so the women have to help out the Kehanim too. It would come up with a shul with the, we'll see in halacha. I don't know if I've ever had this for the Kehanim here, but if you have a minion of just Kehanim, so let's say Shmuel and Tzvi got together with the family, and there's only Kehanim, right? Only Kehanim. Your own family, only Kehanim. So who, do they all go up to Duchen? Or I've had this question once. So do they all go, what do they do? Everyone Duchens or not? So they yant it together, or it would be more in Eretz Yisrael, it comes up.
So no one's washed, no one's accepting the brachas.
Right, no one's accepting the brachas. So what would you do? So the first, we're going, first of all, let's see the Torah Tumim over. He says like this.
Yeah.
He asked the same question, did the Yisrael have a mitzvah to get a bracha from the Kehanim or not? And he says, the nafkamin is pashut. Let's say this svara, like we just said. The Kehanim need the Yisrael. There's also chiv. Like Shmuel just said. You need Yisrael. And he wants to bring a raya from this one. Puravu. He says, let's look at Puravu. We all know the halacha that nashim are not mitzvah in pru revu. So he's actually saying, at the end of the day, women are not mitzvah in pru revu. So you see that just because the men need the women, they still don't get a mitzvah. See, even when they're having children, they're not getting a mitzvah. That's a part that we know. There's no mitzvah, because if they did, then they would have a chiv to get married again. But we just said they don't, and that's what he says. Everybody knows that's the halacha. It's halacha ravachis the ain on nashim mitzvah in pru revu. You see, this svara is not true. But he says no. He says, he brings the Ran. Look what he writes it. What about the Ran? Ran says, even though women are not mitzvah. No, she gets a mitzvah. She's helping her husband in kind of the mitzvah saseh. And he brings Taisis too. Look at what he writes for Yantim. We have a mitzvah to make our wives happy. What are you supposed to do? You have to go buy them something for Yantim. Buy them jewelry, you buy them clothing, you have to buy them something. You can buy them flowers according to some, if it's you're making them happy with it. But women don't have the mitzvah simchas yantiv, because the Torah says it's the husband's chiyuv to make his wife happy. Says the Torah Tmima, shemitzvah saseh, women are not mechayvim to mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's man grama. 7 days. Because there, yesh loy mitzvah, she gets a mitzvah when she accepts the gift. He, she, simcha, mishandal yizeh, zeh, you have to tell the women when they receive the gift, they should appreciate it. They shouldn't give it back. They shouldn't say, what are you giving me this for? Should have given me something else, and not the simcha. In order for the husband to do the mitzvah, simcha, you need the women. In Cain, so say the same thing over here. Let's say there is no chiyah for Yisrael to hear the brichas of the Kehanim, but they get a mitzvah. Because without the Yisrael, the Kehanim don't have any brichas Kehanim. So right now he seems to say that there is a mitzvah that we get. He says, it's not true. And I think the Olam, if you know the Gemara, you would all be able to say the same thing. As I just brought you a raya from, if the shul is all kahanim, what's a shul for kahanim? So there's different scenarios, but let's just assume the pashut scenario is that all the kahanim go up to duchen. So you have 10 kahanim, the minions made up of 10 kahanim. What's the halacha?
No women.
Very good. That's what we're going to see. That's the excellence. That's what we have to get to the Taz. There's nobody there. Only Kehanim. Beautiful. So it says, what's the halacha? All the Kehanim go up to Duchen. So what do you mean? If they're all going up to Duchen, but there's no Yisrael. So what do you see? There's still Duchen. So what's pshat? So let's see how he ends up. Why? He brings the Gemara. They all go up to Duchen. Why? Because their bracha still works for the people in the field. There are people outside that can't make it to Shul Climber. It's going on Kal Yisrael. In Cain, they're Mekayim the Mitzvah, whether the men are there or not. Whether they're listening or not listening, they are doing the Mitzvah. So according to the Torah Tamima, there is no Mitzvah to be in Shul by Berachas Kayim. Because even if you're not there, obviously, the Gemara clarifies this and says that if you could be in shul and you're not in shul, you're not going to get the bracha because you should be there. But what is the Torah Tumah trying to say? That if you see that the Kahanim could say bracha is kahanim, there's nobody in shul, so I don't have a mitzvah to go to shul then. There's no mitzvah for me. The bracha is going to be chal on the am shabbosadis. The bracha is chal for them anyway. They don't even know bichas kahanim is going on. They still get the mitzvah. So you don't have to be in shul. There's no mitzvah for us to come to shul to hear bichas kahanim. There's no mitzvah then for the nashim to come to shul to hear birchas kainim. Are we getting a mitzvah where in the field you don't need that? Because the bracha is chal. That's how the Torah Tamina learned. The bracha is chal. Comes Rabbi Yudhiyahu.
Someone in Eretz Yisrael have you on Wednesday.
Very good. So that's what Rabbi Shishemuch says. When he comes to America, he tells them to have him in mind. Very good. Tom, have him in mind. That's what he said. He said that once. Right. Hire someone. That's what he said. Yeah, we said that a few years ago. Hire someone. So he says,
I offered my services.
If you have to go to yourself, these services. First, Rabbi Yudhiyahu wants to know why, if you're comparing Birchas Kahanim to Sheiris, avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, so we're all Tame anyway, so why the Kahanim Duchni? The Tame. But it only put it on the sheet. He says that even though you're Tame, everyone's Tame, there's still a mitzvah of Birchas Kahanim, and there's a mitzvah of Dairis at Birchas Kahanim. And he says that the Kala Mavarchas Yisrael King Mavarchas Hashchina. Just reading you the last one of number 9. Shita Milsa She'ena Tamei Makevis. Even though we're all Tamei, a bracha is chal. Don't think that Birchas Kahanim is only in the base. I mean, there's also to counter those that feel that the Iker base Birchas Kahanim is only in the base. I'm English. Let us head into what Shmuel brought up over here. What happens if there are women in the shul? We're going to see it seems to be a little bit difficult what we said up until this point by when we learn the next halacha. Number 10. Basic message Shekula Kahanim. Our case, only Kahanim, the minion of Kahanim. In Ein Sham El Yud, if there's only 10 Kahanim, Kulin Tzrichon Adochim, they all go up to the Dochim. Lami Mivar, who are they blessing? There's nobody there. The whole minion is a minion of Kahanim. They're blessing the Achayim Shevisadis. Umi Ein Achrayim, like Shmuel said, but who's answering the bracha? They say, Biyahavah. Who's answering to that bracha? Says the mechaber, the men, the children, and the women. So the wives, we're assuming the wives are the kahanim. Who else is there? There's only a minion of family members of kahanim over there. Who is answering them? What do we need that for? Why do we need nashim and tafor and shul? It seems to be that they're not included in the bracha. You only need them in shul to answer amen. That's what it seems, because if they are part of the birchas kahanim, so then they're also being blessed by the Kahan. Isn't that what it seems from the Mechaber?
The Chazan, the Duchen as well.
Very good. That's what he said. Everybody with Duchen. The Chazan, the Kayin too.
Right.
Look what he says, though. Let's say there are 12 Kahan. So the any number above two, so it means two of them should Duchen, and 10 should answer Amen. It seems Amen is a major part of the Birchas Kahan. So again, Shmuel is there with 12 of his family members. Two of them are going to duchen, and the other 10 are going to answer amen. They're not duchen. They're going to be in the crowd. They're the audience there. They could be Israel. It's a great trivia question. How can Kahanim be a part of, they don't duchen, even though they're there, if it's a family of Kahanim? Any number of bubbles. So we need 10 for amen, right? We need 10 for amen. Let's review this again. If it's 10, who's answering amen? The Nashim and the Taf. Says the Mishnah number 11. He says, that's if the women are there. What happens if there's no women? Just 10 men. Amen is not ma'akib. It's a very interesting halacha. You don't really need amen, but if you have the women, and why would you bring it in then? You don't need it, but if there's 10 kahanim, oh, who's answering? Amen, the women and the children. Who cares? What do we need the women and the children there for? To me, if anything, it's like it must be that maybe there's a mitzvah that they should be there, and he's telling you that they're there and make sure that they come. Okay, Frank, the Mishnah Berurah, very poshut then. If we're saying that the women are there, why does the Mechaber say that you're blessing only those in the field? What about the women? They're not part of the bracha. if the women are there, and we just said that you have 10 kohanim, they're going up, who's the answering amen, the women? So the Mishnah Berurah asks the question. It's not chashiv to bless them by themselves. Yeah, they're b'chlal bracha. What does that mean? Women are not, so it seems to be that birchas kanim is not so important for women. Because it's not, if it's so important, so what do I need to get people in, that the bracha is being chal for people in the field? No, the bracha is being chal for all the women that are here. It seems that the women are not chashiv to be blessed by themselves. Why not? If women are mechuyev in this mitzvah, like we said, and women and children, let's just say for mitzvahs chinuch, but let's focus on the women. If the women are so chashiv and they need a mitzvah, birchas kanim, why can't, just like by other mitzvahs, don't we go ahead and say a man can read the Megillah for women? They have a mitzvah reading the Megillah. A man can read it with a halakha. So why, if birchas kanim is on nashim too, so why can't the kohanim be blessing the women? So you have the women, you have a minion of kohanim, that's all there is in the minion. It must be, it seems to be, anyway, that's what I would say, is that there's no mitzvah for them. So if there's no mitzvah, we need to say that the bracha is working for everyone else in the field. Because if they did have a mitzvah, so why are we not blessing, well, the kohanim are blessing them? Comes the taz, so let's just learn one more taz, and then we'll talk it outside, and I'll tell you the halach l'maisa. Comes the taz, and he asks the same question. What about the men and the women and the children? The nashim e'efsher, it can't be talking about the women, because all the birchas kahanim are b'lashin zacha. You hear what he's saying? He goes through the lashin. The lashin akeva would be not yivar, it would be elacha. It wouldn't be yivarachacha. He says the chal birchas kahanim b'lashin zacha. Lashin akeva elacha b'chirik tachas ayud. I'm not going to go into the dictic now. All we have to know is that birchas kahanim was said b'lashin zacha. And what about children? For sure they're not shy for brachas. B'shvilam dakati lechazi. They're not roy anyway. Basically, what the Taz is saying is that the women, it seems to me anyway, up until this point, we didn't finish the Taz, that really Birchas Kanim is chal for the women, but being that it's a Lashon Zachar, it's going on the people in the field. But really, if it's a mitzvah on the women too, but the wording, it wouldn't fit in. You should have to change the wording, because the only people that are listening to Birchas Kanim are the women. That's what the Taz says. Look what he says at the end. V'oid Mera, oh, now he's an oid. And his oid is going to change the whole halacha then. The Be'isha Aminim Be'brachas, the Gemara says in Brachas, women don't receive bracha on their own. Ein Ha'isha Mizbarachas, Ela Mipi Brit Noishel Ish. Their bracha comes from their husband. All bracha to women comes from their husband. The Chem Nataf Negro Nachar Hussein, Imkei, Ha'isa Bracha Kan, L'Kahanim Atzmam. So the bracha is not really happy for the women, because the bracha doesn't go to women directly. The Shamu Hashemi Al B'nei Yisrael. The Kohanim get the bracha directly from Hashem. So then you don't, which women are there? The women of the Kohanim, anyway, they're getting the bracha because they're including their husband. Don't forget, the Kohanim are bracha. Which women are there? The women of these men, they're getting the bracha directly from Hashem. So therefore, you can't go ahead and say that the Kohanim are blessing them, because they're not getting blessed from they're getting blessed because of their husbands who are duchni and who are blessing everybody else. That's what he seems to be saying. They're answering amen. So what do you see from this? And this is what
they don't even come to shul.
Very good. What do you come to shul for? They don't get bracha on their own anyway. All bracha comes because of the husband. The only ones who would have to come to shul are the single girls. Maybe because he doesn't he says I don't know, maybe he means just younger children. Maybe it means because there's Simach al Shulchan Aviv, because he says top. He should just say children. But you're right, maybe. I don't know.
As long as they're living at home, they're
Or they, unless their parents are not here anymore. So then you can't get the bracha through their parents. So then it would have to be they're going to come to shul because they can't get it through their parents. Anyway, this tshuva over here, only because I want to get to something else, is. There's this tshuva written in the Sefer Chekel Yitzchak where he discusses if it's a mitzvah sashayes man grama or not. He ends off with this, he brings him in chaschinach mitzvah sashayes man grama. Halacha l'maisa, just to read you in the first column over here, nashim bevadai peturin, nashim are definitely pater from birchas kayanim. So there's no need that the women should feel. If anything, if the women are coming to, want to come to shul, they should come to shul for tefillah, for davening. Birchas Kanim, they don't need to be there for it because there's no mitzvah. It's either mitzvah seseh shazman grama, like we saw from the Minchas Chinuch. The others said that it's only an asmachta, maybe there's a mitzvah seseh kapayim. This tshuva proves that it's the minatayra is the zman for Birchas Kanim. And we have now the taz, that bracha doesn't go to women. The bracha goes to the men. So the husbands have to be in shul. And let's remember, when we're in shul, so if you will, if the wives, if you don't want to stop them, they want to come to shul, let them come to shul. They say, okay, we have to go to Birchas Kanim, let them come. Big deal, let them come. They can answer, I'm into the Birchas Kanim. The ikar is that their husband should be there. The ikar is that their husband should be, like I said to you before, they have to have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah of receiving the bracha. If according to these achrayim that hold it, there's a mitzvah on us receiving. And I did see that then he asked, oh, Birchas Kanim, we don't see a change in our lives. Obviously, you're not having in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas Kanim. You have to have in mind. You have to have in mind before they start Birchas Kanim that I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of receiving a bracha, either because we are included in this mitzvah or because the kahanim need us there. We just said that not everybody holds like that because maybe it's amsha, it works for everybody else. Either way, we have the mitzvah to be there. What about our children? We see the same thing. Taz just says, children are nigra, not chayav aseihem. They don't have to be there. So if the kids, yes, it's a nice thing. I don't know why. It's always, to me, it's ironic. Comes to Birchas Kanim, okay, we run out to go get the kids to bring him into shul. They don't have to be there. They should be there for davening. If we bring them there for what? So we can put them under the talus and they can feel what it's like to be under a talus with their father. Maybe it's good chinuch. This way they get to spend some time with their fathers in shul, under the talus. But the ikar is the tefillah. Birchas Kanim, it's not that they should get blessed, because they're getting blessed because of their father. The ikar is their father. We should make sure that we know when they should be there more for kedusha. They should be there for maybe Kriya Satayra even, if they could sit for 5 minutes, then Ein Hachanami. But what we see from over here is that for the bracha, to pichal on the children, it's according to the Taz and the Mishnah Brura, it's really not designed for them. Chinuch, Ein Hachanami, teach them how to be there. Teach them about Birchas Kanim. But I think there's other parts of davening that require much more chinuch. We should be mechanech them and make sure that we are going to focus on that more than other things, than other parts of davening. They want to be there, wonderful, let them be there. But let's just keep in mind that we just see from all these svarim, the women don't have to be there, and the children don't have to be there. I always hear women, they get upset, oh yeah, I missed Birchas Kanim. So you're good, you tell them, don't worry, I had you in mind. The bracha is coming through me, and it will be help for you too. If they want to come, let them, wonderful, they can come too. No one's stopping them from coming. Which is interesting, I did see therefore, because we were learning, I'm just going to skip over the next part for a moment here, we were learning in the daf the other day, and it fits in so beautifully. While I was learning the daf, I came across from Shlomo Zalman Orba with this idea of chinuch habanim. So we learned in the Gemara on daf Pehei Amid Beis. The Churban Beis Hamikdash happened. Why? Because Shaloi Baruch Hu Batayra Tchila. So there are many explanations. Over the years, we've had many explanations. What does it mean that they didn't make a bracha on Tayra Tchila? It wasn't the Beis Hamikdash Shoy because of the Zar Gila Reis and Shrikh Hasamim. So the explanations, of course, are as if they would have maybe helped Tyra to be a little bit more than just a subject. Never would have come to the Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayis and Shmichas Damim. That would be the Pashit way to learn. I did want to show the Olam here from number 15, the Sefer Daf HaLadaf. He brings down the Rambam. That's what it means. They didn't give them an Aliyah. Let's leave that out because it gets into the halacha. But the point is that they did not call up the Talmid Chacham for the aliyas that they should have given them. They didn't have kavanah Torah. Shalai baruchu ba'atayra tchila means Torah refers that they. It's where the Rambam learned. Shalai baruchu. They didn't give them the berachas. They didn't call them up for the aliyah that they should have given. They gave the aliyahs, the shlishi, and the shishi, and the shvi, whatever is the chashav aliyah, they gave it to other people, the Amei Aratzim, and they didn't give it to the Talmid Chacham. He's going into the Rambam, of course, you have to look at what the halach is, the kain, if it's an Amarat or not, does the Talmid Chacham go first? But because of Darkei Shalom, we don't do that. But it's the idea. The Shalei Baruch was Kavarat Torah. That's what Shalei Baruch Chabat Torah means. They didn't have Kavarat Torah. But I did want, because we're talking about Chinuch Habanim, I found the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Now, we have to see how this fits into the words of the Gemara, but it's a yisai. And you see sometimes how a gadol who are like Shlomo Zalman Orbach, how they want us to make sure we focus on our chinuch habanim. This is what he writes. So it's in the same, it is in Mincha Shlomo, but I saw it in the Sefer Madani HaTorah, so I quoted it from the Sefer I saw it in. Shahayu oiskim b'tayro, what does that mean? They were oisik b'tayro, gam b'shasha asa loma, even when you're not allowed to learn, when you're not allowed to learn. They were learning Torah even when they're not allowed to learn. What does that mean? B'hayinu b'shasha tzarek lidlik l'chinuch habanim. There are times you have to do mechanchi children. And during those times, if you're learning, you're learning at a time. You're not allowed to learn. So if you're supposed to be home at a certain time to be mechanic to children, whether it's the homework or whether it's going to be tefillah, and we're not there, and we say we go to a shir, and we're not going to be there for our children, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it's a zman asulomai with your chinuch. You're not home with the children. But look what he writes. How do you fit it into the Gemara? The haim, hayu oiskin b'tayra gam al cheshbin chinuch habam. They were learning Torah, even though the result was the children are not going to learn properly. They're not going to daven properly. They're not going to have the right upbringing. Because where are the men? They're in yeshiva. They're learning. They don't want to come home. They're not there to put the children to sleep. They're not to say Kriya Shema Lamita, to learn with them and do their homework. Now we have to explain how it fits into the Gemara. So he says like this: V'zeh shalai baruchu b'tayra tchilo. What does that mean? Just like you're not allowed to learn before Birchas HaTorah, you're not allowed to learn before you are mechanech your children. Chinuch habanim comes first. Shaloi kimoi. So he's learning when the Gemara says shaloi baruch b'tayra tchila means kishel. It's like the halacha that you're not allowed to learn before Birchas HaTorah. You're not allowed to learn before you mechanech your children. You have to ask yourselves, where should I be now? Can I be mechanech my children now? Do they see me at all? So of course there are those that write, okay, you should kids see you going to learn. They know you're going to a shir. So but they don't see you learning. They see you learning, that's chinuch habanim. They see how to learn. It's something that you have to balance. It's a hard balancing act. Chinuch habanim, whenever we have the time to be able to learn. And look what he writes. He says, Layaskilu Lahavin Kigadol Talmud Shemibilu De Maisa. Yes, the learning brings us to do. Doing is taking care of our children. If you can say, oh, but I got to go learn. I'm Tyra, you're not going to have Tyra either. He bittel Tyra, he, that, look at his chiddush. What's bittel Tyra? Bittel Tyra is not just Stam. It's a new translation of bittel Tyra. It's not pshat, okay, I'm talking to someone while I'm learning Tyra. No. Bittel Tyra means I'm not doing what the Tyra wants. Bittel Tyra is if right now I should not be learning Tyra, that's also bittel Tyra. So when the Gemara says that there's nothing worse than bittel Torah, we have a new explanation. It's always bittel Torah if you don't learn during the day, anytime I'm bittel Torah. No, bittel Torah is pshat, I'm the vato, the ratzon Hashem. Because if I'm the vato, the ratzon Hashem, I'm not being mekayim, the Torah. I'm being mevato, the Torah. So bittel Torah doesn't have to be I'm learning and I talk to my friend. That's also bittel Torah, yes. But the bittel Torah that we find now as a new definition is not doing the ratzon of Hashem. You have to ask yourselves. They always say that's the question. What's the Ratzon Hashem? Where should I be now? What should I be doing now? Should I be learning now? I should not. Should we be helping out our wives now? We shouldn't be helping out our wives. I got to run to a shir. It's Bittul Torah. No, the Bittul Torah is the Maisa. The Torah wants us Lidei Maisa. So that's a balancing act. And that's something that we just read in the parts of the Chukai Sei Teilecha. Of course, is Amelis B'Torah. And as far as I speak about Bittul Torah, I'll speak about it Hashem this coming week as we head into Shuas. But Bittul Torah now is a new definition. Sometimes you're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to learn if you didn't say Birchas HaTorah. They did not do what they should have done, which is to be available for their children during the times when it's necessary. Didn't see another Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Once I was looking for the original Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orba. So what I did is I put into my computer. I wanted to see where it is inside. But of course, once you start searching, other Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach come up because he said different things at different times. So I don't know what the Sefer is, but when I searched, he brings down from Rosh Hashanah Zalman an interesting question. Nishalti pam b'tisha b'av shechal yoyz b'shabbos. So Tisha b'av fell out on Shabbos. Madin chasin shi'ala t'ayra. So it was a chasin, I guess he was getting married in the week. So could a chasin get an aliyah because he's going to give him an aliyah? It's an offer that everyone's b'simcha. Chachmenu amro ma'av d'aret. It says, what does that mean? You have to start. You have to start with Torah. They didn't realize that Torah umidrachav shel tzadav. You start off your day with Taira. So Shem Zalman says, what do you mean? You're not going to give, why do we give an aliyah to the chassan before his wedding? Because you want him to teach him his life has to be starting off. Before you get married, just remember that your life has to be a life of Taira. He says, b'shvel kach avdar. It's meaning to say that the beginning of your day has to start with Taira. And I saw the Chassam Sefer says the same thing. Our day must begin with Taira. We shouldn't say we're going to learn at night. No, right after davening chakras, what you learn before. Whether you learn before or after, they must. Like Baruch B'Taira Tchila means that that's how we have to look. We have to bless the Taira. The Taira is our pathway. Shlomo Zalman did say, of course, and how could you not give the chassan? That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because that's like Baruch B'Tchila. You're not going to give the chassan the aliyah. You're trying to teach him about Taira. You're trying to teach him that his life has to be Taira. That's exact. He should get the aliyah. If anyone should get the aliyah, it should be the chassan. Because you got to teach him that. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was destroyed because they didn't put Taira first in your life. Chassan, Taira is first in your life. You're getting the aliyah now for your afruf to remind yourself that Taira has to be the way you live your life. And of course, he gets the aliyah, which aliyah, I get this question because it's coming up. Does the chassan get the aliyah? The yartzeh get the aliyah? Which aliyah should he get? The bar mitzvah bacher, but most do give the aliyah to the machir. Because you want to give the Taira and the Nach together. His life has to be a life of Taira with Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So we give him the Haftaira together with Taira and Nevi'im, and he gets that Aliyah. And therefore, when someone asks in 2 weeks,